In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Rad Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230. Oh.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, it is 9:27. I'm Jeff, this is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. Well, it is back to school time. Schools, cafeterias, parents trying to piece together how the 2021 academic year will look like with the pandemic going on and everything. School districts coming up with in-person, virtual, and a hybrid of both in-person and virtual learning options, and nutrition directors are also working and inventing ways to keep nutritious food in students' daily routines. And here with us today to talk about how dairy fits into meals and snacks, both in and out of the classroom, registered dietitian and nutrition educator with the St. Louis Dairy Council. Here's Kelsey Bentledge with us this morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm here. have been better, have been worse, I guess you can say.
Absolutely. I think that a lot of people in 2020 are saying something similar.
Exactly. Waiting for 2021, hopefully it's better.
One can only hope.
Of course, I think we said that about 2019, didn't we? A couple times I heard people.
Yeah, I started off this year with high hopes, and man, was I wrong.
But so as we were mentioning, you know, with some schools going within students in the classroom, others starting out with virtual learning, and that school meals are really important to kids, and it's important to make sure that kids are eating nutritious meals.
Absolutely. And you know, before, school meals were kind of, you know, kids go to school and they're guaranteed these nutritious school meals. And now that's not necessarily a guarantee. Or even if kids are going back to school, they might be getting lunches on the go and not really appealing that, you know, it's not hot food that way and things like that. And school meals are so important because it's providing these nutrient-rich foods to help kids focus in their classes and things like that. Also, you know, it's important to mention that some kids really and families really rely on those school meals. If they're a low income family, they're assured that half of the daily nutrients are being met at school. So this is a really important topic as some schools are not heading back to normal routine as far as nutrition goes.
Right. And that's something, I mean, you know, with in-home learning, I could foresee myself in a situation like that. It's easy just to go raid the refrigerator.
Yes, it is. And the other thing about school meals is that we're modeling behaviors for kids, and they're seeing balanced meals in their school meals. So that's something that's really being put on the parents if they're virtually learning. So it's definitely a whole new world that we're entering into, as much of 2020 has been.
Right. And a lot of your school nutrition, people who work in the cafeteria and that have a lot of training and guidance as far as on preparing nutritious meals. Whereas, you know, a lot of parents, I mean, they're working and stuff, and they don't have the time to sit down and put all this together. Like,
absolutely. Yes, the people that work in cafeterias and nutrition directors, they get guidelines from the USDA of things that they have to meet to make sure that kids' meals are nutritious. But as working parents, or, you know, even if you're not working as a parent right now with the pandemic, life is busy when you have kids. So it's really hard to do exactly what those people are doing in the cafeterias.
Exactly, exactly. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council here in the People Speak. We'll do that right after this. And welcome back again. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, talking about back to school time and still keeping providing kids with nutritious meals. With all the changing guidelines on going back to school, how are some of the schools adapting with providing these nutritious meals to students?
So way back in March, whenever schools moved to that emergency virtual learning, when all that craziness went down, a lot of cafeterias moved to serving meals in cafeterias or outside the school. Some schools were doing weekly meal boxes where they, you know, sent home a gallon of milk and several meals with them all at once. Some schools were doing daily pickups. Some schools were even doing deliveries. But now that we're heading back, most schools, you know, especially in rural areas, are heading back to in-person, there's a lot of concern about the group setting in cafeterias. So a few different things that I've heard that schools are doing is staggering classes further out so that there's not so many kids in the cafeteria all at once. You know, putting up those social distancing stickers that we've all seen in Walmart or different stores around the area. All staff have to wear masks and gloves. Some places are doing grab and go bag lunches. Or, you know, the places that are, you know, a lot of St. Louis places are learning virtual. So a lot of schools are turning to delivery with buses as well.
Okay. So rather than trying to cram everybody in there like they've always done, you know, and eat, you know, and get the different classes through and stuff, maybe even have where they can eat in different areas rather than in a cafeteria.
Yeah, exactly. So every school kind of has a different plan, but it's unfortunate because I remember when I was a kid, cafeterias and getting together and socializing with all the classes is an exciting part of the day, but it's just another thing that we have to get through in 2020.
Right. I guess it's just one of those things where you just kind of, as they say, take it as it comes, because things are changing, you know, on almost a daily basis. We learn new things,
exactly.
things change or whatever. But if they decide that things aren't improving, which at this point it's, you know, up and down, depends on where you're looking and what day, but what should parents do if they decide that there is going to be a continuation of virtual learning or school closure when it comes to nutrition for their kids?
So this is a real concern with everyone going back at once, of schools kind of shutting back down and returning to this virtual learning platform. And like I said before, making sure that your kids are, you know, seeing what balanced meals look like and getting good nutrition throughout the day is what's going to help them focus and stay full longer. So making sure that you're getting nutrient-rich foods in there and snacks as well. So providing small meals and snacks every 3 hours, kind of keeps 3 to 4 hours, kind of keeps kids full so that they're not getting distracted and wanting snacks constantly, and making sure that you're providing foods from all the food groups, you know, making sure you're getting those dairy foods in, your cheese, yogurt, milk, because that provides a lot of protein and nutrients to keep the kiddos full, getting in those fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean meat like poultry, fish, and eggs, things like that to make sure that they're feeling full throughout the day.
Right. So basically, just continuing to make sure that they get, you know, three nutritious meals, you know, with nutritious foods in it a day. And obviously that, you know, you'd want to include dairy in that group as well.
Absolutely. To make sure that they're getting all that important calcium that they need, as well as the protein that dairy can offer. Protein really helps to make you feel full longer. So that kind of helps with the focus as well.
We talk about snacks. Is there a specific time that parents may want to consider offering their kids snacks when they're at home?
Yeah, typically about 2 hours after your last meal and 2 hours before your next meal begins is a good time to offer snacks. That way, you know, it's far enough before the next meal that they do eat, your dinner and things like that. But also far enough away that they're, you know, that's about the time that they're getting hungry. So, you know, there's going to be enough distractions. If kids are virtual learning, they don't need to have the distraction of feeling hungry and antsy too.
Right. I kind of remember growing up in that, you know, it's like, I want to eat this or that. It's like, you're going to spoil your dinner is a term they used, you know, if you eat that,
yeah,
you're not going to eat, you know.
Exactly. I remember that too. And that's not necessarily what they really think anymore. Snacks are a really great way to keep the appetite alive as long as it's not too close to dinner.
Right. I mean, if you're going to be eating in 30 minutes, you don't want to have a big snack.
Exactly.
Why are snacks important?
So snacks can really provide an extra opportunity for nutrients. You know, I always say 3 servings of dairy per day. But what if, you know, we don't really like to drink milk with our breakfast? Well, maybe we can have a cheese stick with an apple for our snack, and we're making sure that we're getting those nutrients in at a different time. It also is important because kids have smaller stomachs, so they're not going to be eating a ton at their meals, but they still might not be meeting their needs. So it kind of provides an extra time for those kids to get their nutrients and needs in, and also just stay full throughout the day.
Right, right, yeah. Always enjoyed snacks, so that's, you know, and you mentioned...
I've never turned down a snack.
Exactly. And of course, it's obvious if you see me, but that's, you know, you mentioned some kids, you know, some don't like milk or whatever, which I always found hard to believe because, I mean, I grew up, I loved milk. I mean, I had milk and cereal for breakfast since I can remember, you know, but obviously there are some out there, and you know, I've had some, I was like, well, I don't really care for milk. I'm like, okay, that's.
Yeah. And the great thing about, you know, getting in your dairy foods throughout the day is it doesn't have to be, it can be milk if you love milk, or if you love cheese, it can be cheese. They all offer a ton of really good nutrients. So if a kid doesn't like yogurt, well, we can give them cheese and milk to get their 3 servings of dairy in a day.
Right. As I said, I've met people that don't care for milk, but I've never met anyone who doesn't care for cheese.
Yes. I've yet to meet a person who will turn down pizza. So.
Exactly. You mentioned nutrient-rich foods. What are some of those?
So nutrient-rich foods or nutrient-dense foods are foods that have the most vitamins and minerals with the fewest calories. So, for example, milk is a really good example compared to, like, soda. So milk, 8 ounces, it's got tons of protein, calcium, vitamin A, vitamin D, and other nutrients for about 100 calories, where if you compare that to like a sports drink or a soda, that provides about 50 calories just from added sugar alone and very, very minimal nutrients. So that's just, you know, a quick comparison. Even though the milk might be a few more calories, you have to look at how many nutrients it's providing too.
Right. I'll tell you what, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and take that here, and we will come back and talk some more with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. I got a few minutes left in the program this morning talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. Before we took the break there, we were talking about nutrient-rich foods and whatever. I also keep hearing a lot about the benefits of protein at meals and snacks. Why is that?
So protein is actually kind of a hot topic in nutrition, period. But the real reason that protein has real benefit is that feeling of fullness is greatly influenced by protein. And also, protein is also the building block of muscle. So as your kiddos are growing, they're going to need a lot of protein to keep strong. And also, fight off any illnesses that they might experience going back to school. So dairy foods are a really great source of protein to include with your meals or snacks. You can pair cheese with crackers or cheese with a piece of fruit. And it's just an easy way to add in some protein into your diet to stay full and to stay healthy.
Right. And a lot of options out there as far as protein-rich foods as well.
Yes, there's so many different, protein foods on the market now. I mean, I saw protein pancakes the other day. Who would think that pancakes could have protein in them? But there's lots of different options out there. But it's good to remember that your lean meats and your dairy products are already really good sources of protein and are delicious paired with other foods.
Right. Those aren't protein added. Those are natural protein.
Exactly, yes.
All this talk about snacking, any tips for us as far as what to look for as far as snacks for kids?
Yeah, so one thing I always try to recommend when it comes to snacks is not to let your kids or yourself do distracted snacking, while watching TV or sitting in front of the computer. We can kind of get mindlessly carried away with our snacking. Snacking is a really important way, especially for kids, to get in some extra food groups that they don't normally get with their meals. But make sure that, we're not going overboard with snacking, too, and getting in those servings throughout the day. So make sure whenever we are thinking about snacking to put the focus on eye-catching, healthy snacks. For example, we're all going to be busy. These kids, if they're virtual learning at home, maybe a single-serve yogurt or cottage cheese in the fridge that would be really easy for them to grab, or a fruit bowl on the table, or whole grain crackers at eye level in the pantry. Just some different ideas to make things easier for them to choose a healthy snack throughout the day.
Right, whereas if you just have all kinds of stuff lying around and that, the cookie jar full and everything like that, it's just too easy just to open that up, reach in, grab a few not so healthy snacks.
Yes. And I am one of those people where if I know I have something bad in my pantry, I am going to eat it at the worst time. So making sure that your pantry has healthy whole grain crackers, making sure you have fruit to eat, things like that, so that it makes the choice kind of easy for you if the bad stuff's not there.
Right. I totally understand that. If there's a bad snack to eat that's not good for me, I'm going to find it.
Yes, exactly. Especially when you're already to the point where you're hungry. And that's another reason why snacking is so important, because it keeps you from getting to the point of where you're just starving and craving something. Because if you're craving something, that means you've gone too long without eating. So that's a really important thing to note too. Snacks are important for many reasons.
Right. And maybe a little bit off the topic or whatever, but I've heard people say, well, I'm trying to lose weight. Well, I've also heard that not eating is actually going to slow down weight loss because it slows down the metabolism.
It absolutely does. Your body kind of, if you restrict, your body goes into like a starvation mode where it thinks, oh man, I'm getting food right now. I better hold on to every little bit that I get because she keeps restricting me. I don't know when I'm going to get more food. So then your body clings on to that. Where on the flip side, if you eat small, healthy foods throughout the day, then your body starts to feel confident that it's going to have a constant good nutrition source every single day, and then it can let go of some of that stored fat.
Right. So where I'm sure you have on your websites and stuff where people can go to get more information on dairy, on healthy snacking, maybe some fun snack recipes even.
Yes, always head to our website at stldairycouncil.org. We have a ton of recipes, a blog on the website. We also have fun activities for kids that are downloadable on our website as well. If you're going to end up teaching your kid virtually at home. Also, make sure to follow us at Facebook and Instagram at STL Dairy Council. We're always posting recipes and and ideas and fun things about dairy on there.
All right. Well, Kelsey, it looks like we're out of time, but thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, and have a great rest of your week.
All right, you too, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Yes, have a great rest of your August.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.